Good morning, MGTOW men. Super hot chili sauce. I just tried to participate in a couple of Al-Anon meetings this afternoon, and the women are absolute cunts. Oh, you can't say that, you can't say that, you know, interrupting me while I'm sharing and then defining what you can and can't talk about, you know. And, you know, it's not their place to fucking interrupt, and it's not their place to start dictating to me or anyone else what they can or can't talk about, you know. And that's because they don't want to learn. They just want to fucking come out and stick their bloody broomstick in your front spokes and send you over the bars, you know what I mean, by trying to fuck with your head and trying to fuck with your life. And I thought, well, after some thought, I thought, you know, these women are absolute cunts. Just, you know, they come in to Al-Anon because they're addicted to the addicts and their craziness and bullshit. They've reached a point where they're so fucked up that even they can't stand living with themselves, you know? And then they're trying on the same shit they try on at home with other people in the meetings, you know? And I had this really interesting idea that these women are not going to improve as people. They're just going to remain complete. Super hot chill there. They're just going to remain bloody insufferable, bloody malignant cunts. And then I thought, you know what? I actually now fully endorse the idea of murder suicides, you know, where these cunts get on the guy's back for so much for so long with all their fucking bullshit, and that the guy just comes home one day and just fucking shoots her and then shoots himself. I don't endorse, you know, the kids getting it, but, you know, because that's about all you can do with these fucking women, you know? And that's about all they're good for. They're never going to improve, and they're just going to remain toxic bloody cunts until the day they die, you know? Fucking with everybody and everything and, you know, the poison pussy, you know? It's like, you know, they're addicted to the craziness. They're addicted to the drama. They're addicted to the conflict. They're addicted to the fighting. And they are responsible for causing most of it, you know? Very few of them actually ever improve. And they only improve because they do something about themselves, you know? But most of them, while they hang around, are just insufferable fucking cunts. And, you know, and most of them sort of just hang around till they fade away, or they don't last long or whatever like that, but they're just fucked in the head women. Then you toss in the entitlement and the bullying and the manipulation and the coercion and the fucking controlling and the fucking just fucking crap. And, you know, you know, would I hunt one down and kill them? Probably not, you know. But do I understand why these cunts, you know, while a husband comes home one day and just fucking sprays their brains down the fucking hallway? Yes, I do. You know, I mean, I'm drug free. I don't have to buy into their bullshit, you know what I mean? But in meetings, they're just serving it up, their craziness, you know what I mean? A man like me, with my life, I wouldn't have anything to fucking do with them, you know? In the real world, face to face, I go, hi, you know, if I was in a meeting and I ran into it, I'd just say, you know, and I didn't know, they hadn't been serving up their shit, you know, so far. I'd just be shallow and superficial. Oh, yes, lovely cup of tea, nice biscuits, tra-la-la-la-la, you know, then I'd fuck off. But, you know, I wouldn't get involved with them. You can sort of smell the fucking crazy, you know. And but in the real world, outside of meetings or whatever, I wouldn't have a fucking bar of them, you know. Not at all. And I think that's probably about the sanest approach that you can actually have to a lot of really fucking dysfunctional women and their toxic femininity, you know, toxic personalities, you know. There's one thing about being an addict of multiple sort of variants and descriptions and stuff like that is that these are good ways to medicate. And one of them is to sort of escape the bloody pain of having to deal with psychopathic assholes. But what happens is if you marry one, you know? Oh, God. You know? It was like, you know, this legal stuff that's been going on recently. You know, there'd been a whole heap of personal issues, really sort of serious stuff going on, you know. And as a result of that, I let the sort of place get, you know, I just got too many things to do and it was all getting on top of me and I couldn't sort of deal with it very well. And so one of the orders was to sort of clean the place up, you know, and I'm sort of struggling out of a fucking really deep hole. And, you know, and this fucking bitch, she's a cunt, you know. She's just going, oh, just in case there was a fire broke out in the place, how would you get out of here? You know, I'm a bit concerned, oh, you know. And let's see, there's a great big window beside my bed, you know, 2 metres by 2 metres, you know. That's right next to the bed. There's the front door, which is 2 metres from my bed. There's the door to the lounge room type thing, and then there's the door from the lounge room out through the bathroom and then to the laundry and out the back door. That's 2 metres away from my bed. Then there's the door to the kitchen and that's 2 metres away from my bed. And then out the back door through the kitchen. And then she's saying, oh, I'm a bit concerned how you would get out of here if a fire broke out, you know. And there's a smoke alarm in the fucking ceiling, you know. I mean, are you fucking stupid, you know. I just looked at this bitch, this fucking idiot, and she's going on and on and on and on and on and, you know, and I could believe that she'd have absolutely no chance of having a really good relationship with a man because this fucking cunt is in them, you know. How can you fucking say, I'm a bit concerned about how you would get out of here if a fire broke out? There's four exits. One exit is through the window, big 2 metres by 2 metres, you know. And there's three doorways out of the building within 2 metres. And she's saying, I'm a bit concerned about how you would get out of here if a fire broke out. Oh, fuck. You know, and then she's fucking, you know. Then she's ringing up my lawyers the day before the fucking hearing and she's saying, oh, well, apparently the fucking shower's not working and the toilet's not flushing or, you know, and she's bringing up this shit and at no stage have I ever complained about the toilet not flushing and the shower not working. It's just dreaming up this fucking shit, you know. You know? And then she says to the judge, oh, well, I've got some reservations about the fire hazard in the place, you know, all this sort of shit everywhere, catching fire, and it's that's endangerment to him, and it's endangerment to other people, and it's dangerous for the property. And the judge just looked at this fucking bitch, and he said, well, if the place is cleaned up, how can there be how can it be a fire hazard, you know? And this fucking bitch is just fucking on and on and on and on, you know. And she's done so much really devious, nasty sort of shit. And, you know, I'm not going to go fucking hunt her down and kill her. But, you know, if one of my neighbours came up to me, you know, sometime down the track and he said, oh, did you hear the fucking so-and-so was murdered, you know? And I go, oh, no, what happened? And he said, well, apparently she's fucked with the wrong person. And I'd be more than willing to go and testify on that person's behalf because she's, you know, fucking pressed the wrong she's been fucking with the wrong people bad enough times that she, you know, she goes, does all this sort of stuff and says, oh, I'm afraid to enter his place, even with another person there. You know what I mean? She's saying, she's making all these lies and allegations up and all this sort of shit, and then she's fucking says, oh, I can't go there. It has to be two men. Oh, you know, and she's just fucking Jesus crazy, you know. Oh. So, you know, if she fucked with some bloody meth head who was, you know, in psychosis and they decided to stab her, she'd fucked with them badly enough times and someone decided to do her in, I could just say, yeah, this is in the natural order of things, you know. And these fucking women in the Al-Anon meetings that are just nasty and controlling, they're not interested in dealing with stuff. They're not interested in learning from anything. They're just interested in fucking with people's heads and lives and, you know, causing shit, you know. I know, fuck. So that was today's thought, you know. You know, that these women are fucking insufferable. A lot of these women are fucking insufferable and you'd have to stay drunk. You know, if you didn't have any coping skills to get out of that relationship and stay out of that relationship, and as long as she was paying the bills and the power and going to work while you just lay around drunk, it would be tolerable, you know. Or if you could go and work and come home, you know, rarely if ever, you know. You know. But these women are fucked. A lot of women are. You know, the addict is addicted to their addictions and they're addicted to the fucking addict. The fucking psychotic bloody crazies and their shit. God. Oh, you know, and I think that's part of the sort of awakening process that a lot of women are not nice people. They're dishonest, they're manipulative, they're lying, scheming, gossiping cunts, you know, they fucking play head games, and they're fucking assholes, you know. You know. So, you know, it's not that I don't have a universal dislike of fucking women, period. But there's a lot of them, they got nothing to fucking, they're either nothing but fucking trouble, or they're just shit, or they got no fucking, there's not much about them that's particularly good, worthwhile or interesting, you know. You know, aside from something being something to fuck to perpetuate the species, a lot of women don't have much going for them, you know. And then they fill their heads up with feminist bullshit, you know, and they're insufferable. They are absolutely intolerable and completely fucked in the head. Oh, it's a patriarchy, 77 cents in the dollar. I'm a victim. Oh, you know. Oh, God. So, yeah. You know. So now I have that sort of thing. I can say this in Al-Anon meetings. Yeah, I totally support the husband who comes home drunk. He's drunk and he wants to spray your fucking brains down the hallway because most of you women are complete cunts, you know. You know. That's about all you're good for, you know. Just to watch the... Oh, we're the sacred objects of Al-Anon. Oh, we're a sacred sort. We women, we're oppressed by the patriarchy. Oh, you know. Just to say that and watch them flip out. No, not everybody agrees with you. And some of us can just see straight through your fucking crap and you are a pack of cunts. You know? But, oh, so glad. Oh, shit. Oh, God. I swear. You know? And there's so many women that are indoctrinated with this feminist bullshit that, you know, and you speak up about, you know, anything to do with feminists being a pack of cunts, and they're just, you're the Antichrist. You're the Antichrist. I can tell you're the fucking Antichrist. You must be destroyed. Oh. You know. Yeah, so fuck them, you know. Oh, God. I swear, you know, if you couldn't get out of the home and you didn't have anywhere to go, I swear that's for a lot of men, that's going to be a viable option, the murder-suicide type stuff, you know. You know, she's such a fucking cunt and they can't see any other way out of it, you know. You know, and I've come to sort of get to the point where I just don't fucking care if women go neck themselves, you know, especially if they've spent their whole lives being fucking assholes to men, you know. I don't care anymore. You know. You know. They go, I'm, you know, this is a sort of fictitious scenario that hasn't as yet happened, but if they go, I'm going to go home and I'm going to, you know, eat all my Valium and I'm going to overdose and die, I say, well, how many packs you got? I've got one, well, let's start with, say, 4 or 5 packs of Valium. That's probably a better place to fucking kick it off, you know, or to kick yourself off, you know. Fuck. I'm so glad. These women are fucked. There's so many women that are so fucked in the head. They're poison. They are fucking poison. You know? So anyway, I'll quit this here. Have a lovely day. Bye.